the Fan. It is Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Pito and Nick Bodone with you guys. We are at the Barley House getting you all set for a Friday. Busy weekend here, Nick. We got a busy weekend up ahead.
Busy weekend. I'm excited, though. Football's finally back. You know, like, we've eased into it. So we've had a couple of really weird matchups. Like, Akron, Wyoming wasn't exactly a thrill-seeker's experience there last night. But I am excited for this weekend. I'm excited for this Ohio State-Texas matchup. Some really good stuff.
You mean you didn't want to watch Rutgers almost blow it?
That was close.
That was close. Way too close.
Yeah, yeah. How about Boise State? No Ashton Gentry. Some big problems. some big problems out that way.
Funny how that one works, right?
Yeah. I saw the meme, and it's like the Bugatti is parked in like this really crappy garage.
Yeah.
It said Boise State without Ashton Gentry, and it was that meme, except there was no Bugatti in that bad like trailer park garage situation.
So. I like that you're going to Charleston. I like that you're like, yes. I like that you give yourself a vacation before football season, because you know in football season you just lock it down for X amount of months in a row.
Yeah, pre-Browns vacation.
So is that this weekend?
This weekend.
Going
and I'll be back. And I'll be
wait. How are you back for Daryl on Sunday?
I leave after Daryl. So I'm doing the show. I'm doing the show with Daryl on Sunday.
You're starting a vacation on Sunday.
Yep.
And when do you come back then?
Like Wednesday night.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah. So I'll be back for the first Thursday night football game. But yeah, pre Browns vacation. Man.
Charleston, you getting some golf in?
I don't golf.
What do you mean you don't golf?
I don't golf, man.
You're 26.
Yeah.
You got your whole golfing life ahead of you.
Yeah. But I think maybe that's why I know that I've got a
okay, that was my mentality, too. And this is me. I want to correct you now. I'm going to do this, okay?
I'm going to make
your life better. Yes.
I get this from everybody, bro.
Golf was going to be my retirement sport.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do when I retired, and who knows when I retire at this point. Might end up being 20 years from now, might be 30 years from now, might be never, I don't know. But it was going to be my retirement sport, and then I decided with COVID, because it was the one thing you could do, well, screw that. Well, actually, what happened was my brother-in-law was getting ready to go to Duke to get his MBA, and he started taking golf lessons because he's like, if I'm going to be in business school, I got to know how to golf. And so he started doing that, and then I started hitting a couple balls, and it'd been a while since I'd done that, but I just fell in love, right? And so life is a million times better with golf in it. You got to get after it.
So I will say, like,
you might be too young though. It's okay.
I will say I have started to see, just like on the business front, like how many things that like I have missed out on just
for
because
sure.
I don't golf. Like the fact that, like, you know, there will be a need for a fourth. I would be that fourth, and they're like, "Oh, but you don't golf." So then it goes to somebody else. Like I am,
right?
I'm privy to the fact that I'm costing myself opportunity.
Tell me the best threesome that would have been a foursome on the golf course, Nick, on the golf course, that would have materialized. Because I bet you have some stories about, you know, all sorts of people that you probably could have been golfing with.
Yeah, man. Like the whole big play crew, kind of. Like Jimmy, Jimmy Hanlon.
Yeah.
And like him.
Jimmy knows everybody.
Big play Dave, you know.
Isn't Dave like a long drive winner or something like that?
He's incredible. But that's the thing.
So, Dave, hit me up.
So that's some of my other like apprehension with this is because like they're all so like. Come on, like I'm not gonna go out there with like Reflog's won a state championship. Reflog is golfer backwards.
He won a state championship.
He won a high school state championship. He's in the Granville Athletic Hall of Fame
for golf. I didn't know that.
Dave
is he scratched? What is he?
He was. Now he's kind of fallen into our conversation that he doesn't golf as much as he used to. He's got kids.
Okay.
So
that is a part of it.
Yeah, driving him to football practice every day and stuff. Dave is just absurd, and Dave does the thing where I know enough about golf.
You know him. He's not playing at some raggedy, you know, whatever courses.
Dave plays it that
he's
not
that
good.
I've seen some of the polos that you guys wear from courses that are really nice in this city. That's why I ask for the invitation. That's all I'm looking for. I want to play some of the really nice courses. I have no interest in your company in general. Not interest. But from like a golf perspective, I got a lot of interest.
Yeah, yeah. So like I need to figure it out. I feel like I probably missed the boat on it this year. Like today, like it feels like fall outside and like I'm
this is
a freeze
the best
baby.
Time. It is the best time to golf.
I'm a freeze baby though.
What's a freeze baby?
Like look at me. I'm bundled up.
You are in a hoodie.
Yeah, like I'm
Max in a hoodie too, though.
Yeah, but like, dude, like today, like the thought of going outside and like playing, like that moves me very little. I'm like, what did Kevin Stefanski say? I'm an avid indoorsman. that's
that what you are. An avid indoorsman.
Yeah. I got my place. I know that when I get home, I'm going to see Cameron. I'm going to see my dog.
Is
I'm
Cameron
gonna,
your wife's name?
Yeah, or
your
my fiance's name? Yeah, I'm going to be able to go downstairs, hit that place. You hear that PlayStation beep, fire up Madden, fire up Call of Duty.
Oh, nothing like a sexy Friday night of you sitting in front of your TV playing PlayStation.
That's
you and Cameron are off to a great start.
That's what we've got in store.
Is she ready for that? Does she know that's what she's marrying?
I mean, we've been together since my sophomore year in college, so I'm imagining yes. We've lived together for 3 or 4 years as well, so
okay.
I'm imagining.
Okay.
And that's the other piece of this, too. Like,
well, you are going to Charleston. You are doing things.
Yeah, we're doing things. I feel like I'm always, like, working as well. So, like, in order to get good at golf,
you have to play. Okay. So, that's the part I was saying you might be too young.
I'm not going to go out there and enjoy just hitting the ball into the woods 100 times.
That's the only part where I said you might be too young is that anytime I see somebody that's your age, and it's not like I'm a million years older than you. I'm 10 years older than you. But anytime I see somebody that's your age, I'm like, you can't be obsessed with golf at 26.
No, like, because
it doesn't work. Yeah,
I have other cool things.
It just takes up too much time.
Yeah, and, like, I have other cool things that like I want to do. Like today, had I had golf scheduled for after work today, I would have been mad because I wanted to come here and do this. Like this to me, I guess I'm still okay. This to me is like my North Star. Like I am having an absolute blast out here. I'm having a ball. Same with last night. Like last night, I'm out interviewing Joel Batonio. Like and that's
at a fair.
And it's like it is dark outside.
I like
you know?
That. Like your apex in life is like Joel Batonio at the
county fair. Yeah, like dude. Like, so, like, I have
when
other
you sounded
things.
Out, have you ever sounded that out in your head? You're like, my very best
yeah, but that's
is
my idea
Joel
of fun.
Batonio at the county fair.
That's my idea of fun. Like, when you take Nick Pedone and you insert him into odd situations, like, that's where I'm having
well, we
my
definitely
fun.
Had an odd situation today.
Oh, this is
you're
the pinnacle
slop
of
right
it.
Here.
I will say, by the way, speaking of just, like, the wrestling crowd and the wrestling scene.
Very intimidating group.
In here. If you see me walking around the streets of Cleveland and I'm looking a little extra buff, it's the motivation that I got in here today.
Well,
it's not the needles.
I was going to say, somebody gave you steroids in the bathroom.
It's not the needles.
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom here, guys. It's okay.
Maybe.
All right. I want to play this audio from you. This was Nathan Zagura. He was on earlier today on Ken and Anthony, and we'll react afterwards. Here we go.
Priority one is winning now. If Joe Flacco goes out there and we're 4-1, as long as we're in the mix and Joe Flacco's playing well, I think Joe Flacco, if he has a great season, there's no reason why he couldn't start 17 games because that means we're winning. That means we're in playoff contention. I think that, yes, you want to thread that needle, but I think Dylan Gabriel's opportunity likely would only come in the event of an injury to Joe Flacco or if we get to a point in the season where things are not going the way that we wanted them to go. And so now let's get some evaluation. Let's see Dylan Gabriel. Let's see how he develops. And then for Dylan Gabriel, when that time for him comes, his whole goal is to make sure that he gets to keep playing and you don't see a tranche of Shedeur Sanders. I think it's possible you could see all three this year. I certainly think that if Joe Flacco, though, plays well, and this is a Browns team that goes into the month of December in playoff contention, there's no reason to think that Joe Flacco still wouldn't be the quarterback.
All right, we got like 7 things to respond to out of that, and we'll get to all of them.
I got all 7.
We'll get to all of them. I want to start with the idea, though, that priority one is winning now. And I would ask you guys, at 216-474-0092, do you believe that winning is priority one for the Browns?
No.
I don't either. I have a hard time thinking that winning is. But I do understand that they are trying to do it early on, right? The idea with Joe Flacco is you are at least trying. You are putting out a front-facing, we are going to try to win as many games as we can until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, because they have to. Like, I just mentioned Joel Batonio and Myles Garrett and David Njoku. Like, all of these guys, Denzel Ward, like, you have to have some sort of faith going into an NFL season that you're competing for something. So, of course, right now, they have to say, yes, priority one is winning now. And I think, like you said, they would like those wins to come early into the season. But if they don't, and I look at those first 6 games on the schedule, and I really like Nathan Zagura, I do, but him saying that Dylan Gabriel's opportunity may only come in the event of an injury or if things get off to a really bad start.
Yeah.
Hey, Nathan, they might get off to a really
really bad start. And like, have, so have you seen those first six games?
I think that's why Nathan puts it in there that way. Like, it is, yes, there is the option out there that they do just absolutely stink up the joint and the wheels fall off and Joe Flacco isn't anything great. But there's also another reason why, if I've seen it once, I've seen it 12 million times in the previous 48 hours, people posting the 17 games that Joe Flacco has most recently played and the 4,300 yards to 31 touchdowns to, I think it's 18 interceptions in total. I mean, there's a reason why people are getting excited in an odd way about the prospect that maybe Joe Flacco does play out 17 games. And maybe this Browns team is better than a lot of people think.
And guilty as charged, like, I'll put my hand up and say, like, I'm picking the Browns to win week one. I'm putting that out there now.
First off, match up with the Bengals really well.
That
right there has become so in vogue that I don't even think it's a hot take anymore.
Right.
I think it's the standard take that I think if you say the Browns aren't going to win, might even be more people than the Browns are
going to
win.
No, the Browns are going to win week one. However, I don't know many wins that come after that, especially when I look at going to Baltimore. Then you come back, you got Micah Parsons now on that Green Bay Packers week three. Then you go to Detroit. Okay, good luck. You go across the pond, the Vikings, how they look last year, pretty good. You come back six against in Pittsburgh, a place that you haven't won in how long? Yeah, I feel like we're seeing Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders probably after that.
All right,
Pittsburgh
but from
game.
The Browns' perspective, and I get what they're trying to do with the first couple weeks with Joe Flacco, and you can at least sell to the fan base, hey, we tried early, then we had to go to Dylan Gabriel. Do you think Andrew Berry is sitting up in his office saying winning for this year is priority number one?
No,
it's tough, isn't it?
You got to separate yourself from Stefanski here, just
Andrew Berry.
No, I think Andrew Berry, priority number one, while they're saying it's winning, I've got another word for it. I think it's evaluating. I think they're evaluating all of this. I think they're taking as much as they possibly can, throwing it against the wall, and seeing if any of it sticks. And if not, you're going back to the well in the 2026 NFL draft.
All right, 216-474 to below 92. Do you believe that winning is priority one for the Browns? And is it that far-fetched that Flacco gets all 17 games? It's Jonathan Pito and Nick Padone. We're at the Barley House and with you guys right here on The Fan.